savings for 1.2 million NAPSA members. The package also includes the fifth bill, which is the Education Amendment Bill of 2026. Speaking at the signing ceremony at State House yesterday, President Hichilema emphasized that reforms are central to restructuring the economy with the aim of promoting economic growth and improving the livelihoods of the people. The head of state noted that reforms such as those in the energy sector are essential for the country to function effectively for its citizens.
News 360.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has called on journalists to strengthen reporting on tobacco taxation, tobacco control legislation, and the health impacts associated with tobacco use to support informed public debate and policy development. CTPD Head of Advocacy and Campaigns, Natalie Kaunda, say the organization has been actively engaged in tobacco-related advocacy since 2019, focusing on the economic and health implications of tobacco production and consumption. Speaking during a media training workshop in Chapata, Ms. Kaunda said CTPD's work has expanded over the years from stakeholder mapping and research to advocacy for stronger legislative and taxation measures aimed at regulating tobacco products and reducing their accessibility, particularly among young people.
News 360.
For international news, we monitored at BBC.
President Putin will deliver the keynote address to his annual economic forum in St. Petersburg today, with aides insisting Russia remains as powerful as ever militarily and economically. The opening of the forum on Wednesday was overshadowed by Ukrainian strikes on targets near St. Petersburg. Ukraine says its drone forces have hit five ships in the ports of Mariupol and Berdyansk in the Sea of Azov and in coastal waters of Russian-occupied territories. Separately, five Azerbaijanis are reported to have been killed in drone attacks on two cargo ships in the Sea of Azov. It's not clear who's responsible for the attack.
News 360.
The US dollar is trading at 17 kwacha 16 gwei. The Great British pound, 23 kwacha 67 in gwei. The euro is trading at 20 kwacha 48 in gwei. And the South African rand, 1 kwacha 8 in gwei. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Arsenal's Declan Rice, Gabriel, and David Raya have been nominated for the Professional Footballers Association Men's Player of the Year Award, alongside Manchester United's Bruno Fernandes and Manchester City duo Erling Haaland and Ryan Cherki. Earlier this month, Fernandes, who's 31, won the Football Writers Association's Men's Footballer of the Year Award. That award is often an indicator of who is the front-runner to be named the PFA Player of the Year. The Portugal midfielder registered a record 21 Premier League assists to help United finish third. Hazy sunshine today is the focus, with the highs at 26 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear, with the temperature dropping to as low as 14 degrees Celsius. The headlines. President Hichilema signs five bills into law and media arrests to strengthen tobacco control coverage. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity, 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 fruity.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
6 months ago on my couch. I'm so happy that you finally found your type. And a friend of mine, Hazel Eyes, said you didn't like, huh? I'm so happy that it showed up at the bar. I'm so happy that you said you had the words, but that's your car. I'm so happy this is how I'm finding out. I love surprises.